Hey, what's up? Hello, this is the Hits 96 podcast. Gino D here with you, joined by Natalie. DJ Kevin Hayes will be coming on later on in the show, but right now, we have a very special guest joining us. To kick off the podcast right away, we have the board chair of the Little Free Library. Her name is Anita Marina. Anita, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Welcome, and Happy New Year to you guys and to all your listeners.
Yes, Happy New Year to you. We have to talk about the Little Free Libraries. From what I understand, I've seen these all around different neighborhoods in the surrounding area. In Chattanooga alone, there's close to 25 different Little Free Libraries spread throughout the neighborhoods. And that's just a small number considering how many Little Free Libraries are worldwide, right? It's a pretty amazing number. You have all 50 states, of course, 115 countries and 7 different continents, over 150,000 registered Little Free Libraries. If you really start breaking down the numbers, it's pretty impressive.
Exactly. The number keeps growing, too.
Yes, yeah, and it keeps growing, absolutely, each and every single day. So why don't we start off first by explaining what is a Little Free Library, how the organization got started and all of that, and then Natalie and I will have some follow-up questions for you.
Sure. So a Little Free Library is a book-sharing box. It is a book-sharing container that is very creative. People build them. We also have them on the Little Free Library website available. But what they are really is kind of a repository for people to share their love of books, their love of reading. They put, you know, books for kids, books for adults, and they are located in all sorts of places. They're in neighborhoods, schools have put them up, public libraries put them up. We have a lot of public libraries that use them, extend their reach. People put them in their front yards. They're in parks and all sorts of places, community centers, hospitals. It is a really wonderful way of creating a family of readers and a way to just kind of share and connect around your love of books and your love of reading. It's really, really terrific. The way it got started was the founder, Todd Bowles, he created the very first one so many years ago in honor of his late mother, who was, I believe, a school teacher and a librarian, a school teacher, I think. And so he built the very first one. He really saw this as a way to connect people through their love of reading. And so he built the very first one, and then people just really caught on to it. People wanted to put in their front yards. People started having conversations. Our dear Todd Bowles passed away a number of years ago from pancreatic cancer, but all of us, the stewards and board and everyone, has really carried on his work in so many different ways, and it's a really terrific way to share books and really share our love of reading and diverse books as well. So books of all types, shapes and sizes. And as you said, around the world, you know, there's a researcher who's put one in the South Pole. He's taken them to Nigeria. There are books in camps, refugee camps, I think, the places where there's a real dire need, and that's actually a big mission for the Little Free Library organization, which there really is an organization behind a lot of this that gives grants and has opportunities to create more ways of sharing books. So there really is an organization. And so our mission is to also address the access to books in places that don't really have very many. And so kids and adults have an opportunity to find books where they most need them, and they don't have that transportation or capacity to get to where books are in libraries. So it's a great way to reach out.
The Little Free Library, I read this and I was shocked. Over 300 million books have been shared since 2009. Wow.
Yes. Isn't it remarkable?
That is incredible.
It really is the power of giving, the power of sharing, you know, and it's something so simple. So many of us have books in our homes, and it's a way to share them and then also be able to provide them for people who don't have as many books in their home. Because it really does make a difference when you have, particularly for children, to have books in their home. And so this is another way to expand their reading and also, you know, kind of tickle their imagination. Because, you know, who doesn't want to go where people go in the pages of a book? Isn't it fun?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, absolutely. And then, yes, of course, reading. We're big proponents of reading all the time, and it does take you on different adventures and to do that. So, like as I mentioned, there's over 20 registered free little libraries all over our area, Chattanooga and surrounding. But you guys have a mobile app now. We can go on your website, which is littlefreelibrary.org, to find that. And the app is actually brand new, right? That's kind of a new addition to the roster here.
It is. We launched it last year, and in fact, you can go there and find the Little Free Libraries and wherever you go and find them on a map and identify them. The other neat thing is that, you know, stewards are able to say, you know, this, they'll find a Little Free Library that is in need of repair or something like that, and they can drop a little note saying, hey, this one's necessary. And then we have a lot of stewards and people who do what they call book bombing. They travel around the country or wherever they go, and they fill their trunk with books, and then they start dropping them off. So that's where we get to the 300 million.
It's wow. Like
we actually have ambassadors for books out there traveling.
That's awesome.
For the people that are listening now, maybe they're interested, maybe they've seen one in their neighborhood and they thought that was a great idea and they know of a spot where they could possibly make their own little free library. What is that process like? Go through that just a little bit if people want to start their own.
Sure. So you can start one in your own, you know, front yard. If you have things like a homeowners association, you do have to kind of check and see if that's okay.
Sure.
But people have also contacted schools and everything. So you try to see what some of the requirements are in your neighborhood or your community. But you can find out different ways. There are great suggestions on the Little Free Library website, littlefreelibrary.org, because they do have tips on how to get started, how to build one yourself, how to repurpose things. Like, you'll remember the old newspaper stands? People have repurposed those old microwaves, little dollhouses.
That's
so
awesome.
You can build your own. You can create your own. You can also see if your local arts council has grants or ways that the city can also support. So there are lots of different ways. Community organizations also find ways. And then we have things like Eagle Scouts and Girl Scouts and others. The key is also, though, to maintain that Little Free Library. So make sure that the books in there, you know, are kept nice. And then you also have some opportunities to, you know, make sure that there are current books and there are ways that you can share the things that you want to share and really make it just a gathering place. And that's what happens all the time. And in the pandemic, it really became a place for people to go.
I bet. It really is an amazing resource, the littlefreelibrary.org, because you guys have the frequently asked questions page, and you pretty much cover all the aspects. Like, what if your library leaks, or what if the door doesn't shut, or all types of different things. And as you mentioned, people are getting really creative with it. So some craftsmanship, some of them out there. And if you're not crafty, I'm not somebody that's like that at all. I would have to go to like a community organization or maybe perhaps the Boy Scouts to help me build one. But they are fantastic. They're so much fun. And they're, again, there's over 20 of them all throughout Chattanooga and the local area. And we suggest you guys go and see what it's all about. Go to littlefreelibrary.org. And you can also donate books because that's the whole point, right? There's not a lot of rules, Anita, when it comes down to it. It's basically a library. It's all free. It's just you kind of go by the living of take one, get one type deal.
Yeah, it is about, you know, leave a book, share a book. It's an opportunity to do that. It doesn't compete with public libraries. Public libraries, actually, a lot of them love them and use that opportunity to expand their reach. You have different ways of finding books to share. So in addition to in your home, you can go to, you know, a lot of public libraries, friends of libraries have ways in which they also share books and sell books in their, you know, in their the extras that they have, or things like that. And you have also, this is your civic organization opportunity too. So wonderful civic organizations, community organizations have a way to create book drives or book giveaways. And so you just have a, you know, really wealth of opportunity. And, you know, I suggest have fun with it. You discover also for yourself great books to read. So, you know, when you see them, stop by and find out what the particular steward is sharing. And it's amazing what you discover. It's really fun.
I got to say congratulations to you, Anita, and everyone who works for the Little Free Library. You received the 2020 World Literacy Award, as well as honors from the Library of Congress, the National Book Foundation, and so many other organizations. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, and, you know, it is just a real labor of love. And you'd be surprised that, you know, there are a lot of people who spread the love, you know, everything. The director, one of the directors of Everything Everywhere All at Once, named his Little Free Library locally as one of his favorite things.
Really?
Publication. Wow. Yes, he did in an interview. That was one of his favorites. You know, people, Amanda Gorman, the National Poet Laureate, she stopped by. There are lots of people, and we do grants and opportunities to, for people in indigenous communities. We have an Indigenous Libraries program, one that focuses on amplifying diverse voices. And we also have what's called the Impact Library Program, which is really for organizations and people who are trying to use Little Free Libraries to help, again, communities and people in need. So you have these different avenues for, I think that's why people see the sincerity and the, you know, the love behind what we do. It is really about, you know, the giving part of it and the sharing part of it.
Yep.
And it's just contagious. It really is. And I think, and Todd, you know, he's looking down at us saying, well, you know, this is, he was really seeing himself kind of as Johnny Appleseed, you know, like planting all these seeds of book sharing everywhere. And he did say something like, he really did say, look to the helpers. And, you know, our stewards, our, the staff, everybody, you know, we're the helpers. And don't we need that right now?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Being kind.
No, we think it's a fantastic organization and something that we should definitely get behind, and that's why we wanted to have you on the Hits 96 podcast to talk about that. Again, that's littlefreelibrary.org. That's where you can go for all the info if you want to become a steward yourself, if you want to make your own free library, and you can download their mobile app as well. Just search Little Free Library, pops right up on your phone, and you'll be able to download that so you can see all the locations. Again, there's already 20 of them that are registered here in Chattanooga, and we're hoping to add to that number. Anita, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all the work that you do. Make sure you tell your staff and the rest of the board and everybody that is making sure that reading is first in our minds for the community out there, all the communities out there across the world. And we appreciate you coming on and talking about the Little Free Library.
Well, and thank you. Thanks for all this attention. And I anticipate at some time a Little Free Library out there outside your station. That wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Stop by and see pick up some of your favorite books.
How funny. You did talk about that.
I think that would be so fun.
When Natalie first brought this up to me, she was like, and we should put up one of these right outside our radio station, and we'll have to see what we can do. But I think that will be a great little project for us, something that the Hits 96 podcast and radio station can get behind. So that's a great idea.
Well,
Anita, we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much.